And welcome back on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Pleased to sit down now with State Senator Steve Erdman, who represents a large area in western Nebraska, including a portion of our listening area in Keith County. Senator Erdman, thanks for taking some time for us, sir.
Thank you for allowing me the time. Thank you.
Absolutely, Senator. Now, as we discuss here, the 107th Second Nebraska Legislative Session came to a conclusion about a week ago, and you and your fellow state senators able to make a lot of progress, I would say, in a small amount of time.
Okay.
you feel there could have been more progress, sir?
No. We did some things that needed to be done, but we made, in my opinion, not a whole lot of progress. And when I say that, we didn't pass the trigger bill for the abortion. We did not pass Senator Brewer's constitutional carry. We didn't pass a consumption tax. But what we did pass is we passed a budget and distribution of the ARPA money that's going to increase our budget on an annual basis by 10%. We did pass that. And then we also passed 873, which is sounded as being the most significant property tax or tax cut bill in the history of the state. And if you make $40,000 or less as an individual, or $81,000 or $82,000 as a married couple, and you don't own property, you get zero help. So I don't know how that was the biggest tax cut ever, but that's what we called it. So in government, what we do is we intend to have a 10% increase. And so we take that back to 5%, and then we say we cut the budget by 5%.
Now, Senator Erdman, you did mention the unfortunate news with Senator Albright's pro-life trigger bill not advancing, a measure that obviously you supported, and obviously there's no doubt about it, you yourself a strong pro-life advocate, sir.
Correct.
Now, Senator Erdman, as we talk about some of these other issues that unfortunately didn't pass, another one that you brought up was Senator Brewer's constitutional carry. Tell us where you stand on that and the proposed amendment that was highly talked about as well.
Well, I was a co-sponsor of that bill when Senator Brewer introduced it at the beginning of the session. And the amendment, when you look at that and what it did, it absolutely separated Omaha from the rest of the state. And I voted against the amendment because I figure if we pass a law, it should be the same anywhere in Nebraska, not just in outside of Omaha. So that's why I voted against the amendment. And I think that amendment was solely put there to appease the Omaha police officer, the police union. And I don't know that that made a lot of difference. I think one of the things that happened to his bill, had we brought it back in a week or so, or 4 or 5 days after the first round, I think we'd have had a lot better chance of getting it passed, because as the time passed, the opposition became more organized, and when we got to the final 2 days or 3 days when it came up, that put us in a position that we couldn't amend it at all because we didn't have time for it to lay over, and basically that killed it.
Now, Senator Erdman, you did also mention the consumption tax, and that's a measure that you've introduced in the Nebraska legislature and a cause that you've very much championed, I would say, for the state.
Well, I've introduced it, this is the second year or third year in a row, and when I started in 17, it was my goal to fix the property tax issue and the broken system we have, and we had two petition drives that we started in 17 and then again in 19. The first one was withdrawn for whatever reason I'll never know, but the second one was because of COVID. And those two would have reduced your property tax by 30 and 35% respectively, but they weren't the solution. They were the opportunity for us to have a discussion about what the solution really was or is. And the consumption tax is the real solution that fixes our problem for many generations to come, if not forever. And so that what happens is our focus now with our current system is on those who collect and spend the taxes, and our focus should be on those who pay the taxes. And so consequently, what happens is the governments, local units of government, and the schools and the cities, all those, they go shopping, they buy whatever they want, and then they send you the bill. I think it should be the other way around. You go shopping, spend the money you want on things you consume, send the money to those local units of government, and then they spend that money that you gave them. And so until our focus changes from those who collect the taxes to those who pay it, we'll never have a fair tax system.
And Senator Erdman, with this consumption tax, correct me if I'm wrong, please, sir, but it made it farther than it ever has before, but unfortunately not able to quite yet cross that finish line.
Well, the first year it did not get out of committee. Last year it got out of committee and was to the floor. We had 23 votes to advance from general to select file. This year we had 20. I had withdrawn my yes vote and put in a not voting because I thought I could reconsider the vote just taken, but I had forgot about the rule that said you can't do that on a bill, so there was actually 20 yes votes. So we lost ground over those that supported it. But what I discovered is a year ago we had 3 lobbyists come in and testify against the consumption tax in the hearing, and this year we had 8 lobbyists representing 40 different organizations or local units of government. So we're on the right track. Because when they didn't think we had a chance, they just sent 3 or 4 people. And now they're more concerned than ever, and they send 40 different agencies in to testify against. But the point is, every one of those people that came and testified against it were paid to be there. They were paid to come and testify. And the 35 or whatever it was testimony that was given by the individuals, those people all spent their own dollar to come there, took time off of work. And so you can see exactly who is interested in protecting the local units of government and those who collect the taxes, and it's all the lobbyists.
Now, Senator Erdman, looking ahead here, will we see the consumption tax be introduced again by you in the upcoming legislative session? I know that's quite a ways away, and you're probably trying to not think about that too much. But
well, what happened is when we set up the consumption tax constitutional amendment and also there was a bill, the implementation bill we sent up to bill drafting. Bill drafting didn't give us the full information about work. We could have been working on the implementation bill for the last 2 years and answered a lot of the questions about the distribution and the collection. And so we need to make sure that this next session we focus on the implementation bill so that when it passes, people will have an understanding of how it's going to work.
Senator Erdman, in Legislative District 42, it's no secret that there was a lot accomplished with the building of Sustainable Beef LLC and some fundings from the state with that, and the advancement of the rail park proposal. So just generally speaking for Western Nebraska, how do you feel that those are going to impact individuals outside of the impact it'll have on the 42nd District?
Well, I believe that was a significant bill that we passed, that rail park and those kind of infrastructure things. I was disappointed that we only contributed $15 million to the sustainable beef. Senator Groney had introduced that. I told him he should ask for $100 million. And so he had asked for $75 million, but that bill didn't go anywhere, but we got $15 million. But I think Western Nebraska or rural Nebraska needs to get more, should be privy to more of these financial benefits that they're getting in the East. For example, Senator Wayne and McKinney's districts in Omaha, their contribution from the state is going to be about $350 million. And so going forward, we need to figure out a way to get more funding to help us do the things that we need to do.
Now, Senator Erdman, although the legislature not going to be in session here for several months, unless there's a special session by chance, you are right, still working, and the legislative offices are still fully staffed and still fully working. So although the legislature's not in session, you, your colleagues, and staff members are continuing to work. If there's anybody out there that wants to get in contact with you as their representative throughout the state, how can they do so, sir?
Well, my office number in Lincoln is 402-471-2616, and my staff is there, as you said. They're there 8 to 5 every day, and you know, if one of them steps out to get the mail or something, just leave a message and we'll get back to you. I get a lot of calls from people that don't live in my district, but as long as they live in Nebraska, I feel it's important that I respond back to them because the things I vote on does affect them.
Absolutely.
And so we'll continue to do that.
Are you back on the farm in the meanwhile, Senator Erdman, enjoying life out there in the Bayard area?
I am. This morning I went out and planted my first planting of sweet corn. I usually plant 3 different times so we can have sweet corn all summer long. I completed that this morning, and we're looking forward to getting some more rain. We got a little bit last week, and we sure could use some more. It's very dry here.
Absolutely. We'll be praying for more, that's for sure. Senator Erdman, appreciate
Thank
the time
you.
And the great work you do representing Western Nebraska at the Nebraska Legislature, sir.
Well, thank you for letting me be on the radio. I appreciate it.